John Nicholson, a retired Racine Unified administrator, Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW Parkside, Karen Sconser, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Mike Kehoe, a retired substitute teacher and a current special education support volunteer at Bullen Middle School in Kenosha, and Chuck Wolbers, a transition and work experience teacher in the special education department at Tremper High School, also in Kenosha. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Hello, I'm Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. Today's program will be spent discussing an important school community partnership involving Frank Elementary School in Kenosha, the YMCA of Kenosha, and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. The Frank Neighborhood Project offers after-school programming, weekend events, and family bonding experiences. Our guests here today to discuss this program are Heather Connolly, who's the principal at Frank Elementary School. She started at Frank in 1993 as a special education teacher and taught various ages and specialties for 14 years at Frank before being named principal in July of 2007. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Cindy Altergott is the operations administrator at the Kenosha YMCA, who oversees membership and programs, and has worked with the Kenosha YMCA for 21 years. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
And Pastor William Harris is the director of the Frank Neighborhood Project and has been a leading advocate for inner city families for the past 20 years. He has held the positions of Frank School Youth Activities Director, Assistant Chaplain at the Kenosha County Detention Center, and has been an ordained minister for over 15 years. He was recently recognized with a Friend of Education Award from Kenosha Unified School District, the NAACP's Positive Impact Freedom Fighter Award, as well as the prestigious Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award for the Advancement of Human Rights and Social Justice in Kenosha. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And really special guests, we have a family from Frank School. Rishana Marchese Mayhall is mother of three, who has all three of your kids have gone to Frank, yes? Two of the three. And she is here to tell us about her family's experiences. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me here.
And her daughter, Notoria Mayhall, I'm so excited to have her here because she's the youngest guest I've ever interviewed. She is 11 years old and a fifth grader at Frank School, and she's telling us today about her experiences with the Frank Neighborhood Project. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. So many of our listeners probably think about their elementary school years fondly as a time of friends and learning and growing. And children who attend Frank Elementary School in Kenosha also feel this way, even though they may face some special challenges in their neighborhood. They also have some special supports available to them through the Frank Neighborhood Project. So today we're going to discuss the role of the Frank Neighborhood Project in helping children and their families to succeed in school and in life. I'd like to begin by asking Heather Connolly, the Frank School principal, to tell us about your school and the neighborhood that it serves.
Thank you. Well, I think Frank is the best place on earth to learn. I love Frank School. I've been there for 21 years, so obviously it's very special to me. Frank was built in 1895, so we are the oldest school in Kenosha, and we've gone through a number of different transformations. About 7 years ago, one of those transformations was the beginning of the Frank Neighborhood Project. And we also, 4 years ago, did a complete overhaul of our calendar. And so we have an extended year calendar where students have a 6-week summer break instead of a 11-week summer break. And then they get a 2-week break after every quarter where we offer some intensive enrichment programs. We have a school uniform, and we also are now an expeditionary learning school. Most people in Kenosha would be familiar with that model at Harborside. Frank Elementary serves about 450 students in pre-K through fifth grade. Our poverty level or free or reduced numbers right now are 98% of our students receive free or reduced lunch and breakfast. We serve breakfast to every student. We serve a snack every day, and then we have our lunch program. We also have the CLC program, which is Community Learning Centers for after-school programming. Mm-hmm. So a student at Frank can come to school as early as 8:05 in the morning to receive breakfast, learning throughout the day, and then they can finish up with CLC at about 5:30, and the Frank Neighborhood Programming starts at 6. So you could say that our doors and lights are open almost all day long, if not most hours of a day. The other challenge that some of our families face is we have a high mobility rate of students entering and leaving the building. As an example, for our first semester, 96 students were new to the building and 44 students left. So there's a turnover that's quite high. A high number of our residents are renters, and therefore there's some mobility and movement in their lives, and that can be a challenge for students coming in and out of a school building. And we also have a large English second language set of students. About 100 students receive ESL services, and so there's some challenges for them as they learn with English being their second language.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Harris, you, as the director of the Neighborhood Project, spend a great deal of time in both Frank School and the neighborhood at large. So can you add anything to that description of the school and the neighborhood?
Well, it's a great school, and we're really trying to do a lot in the school with getting parents involved, because after all, our parents are our children first teachers. The teachers, we've got some great teachers, and they need help, and the parents, we're trying to get the parents to step up more, because there's so much information that the parents can get and transfer to the children. So, again, you know, we've got a lot of victories. We've also got a lot of challenges, and Heather's a great principal. She really loves the kids, and we have a great staff. And we also have great partners with the YMCA and the Sheriff Department. We're all coming together for a common good because we all believe in what we do and that this neighborhood can be turned around. Even with the big mobility rate, I believe we can still, when we all do what it is that we're supposed to do and contribute, I believe we can kind of put something together here to make this a successful journey for our children.
So I want to turn to Risana and Notoria. Can you tell us, as you live in the Frank neighborhood, tell us something special about your neighborhood. What do you like about living there?
Well, I've come from that neighborhood growing up. I actually attended Frank School from kindergarten all the way through sixth grade, so I'm kind of one of those veterans living in that area. I think it is a wonderful school. I love the programs that they offer. Both of my younger ones attend CLC after school where they get their homework help, and they love it a lot. On Fridays, I love going to Parent Connection. That is something that the school offers as well as the Frank School Neighborhood Project. So they do it. They switch off every other Friday, which I try to attend every single Friday. In our neighborhood, I just love that we have the diversity and that my kids are able to interact with children that are of a different, you know, race than they are, you know, whether it be some less fortunate and some that have more. But they seem to get along with everyone, and they just love it. Mm-hmm. They're a loving, you know, children that actually people draw themselves to them. So mm-hmm. I am pleased with that area.
Notoria, do you have anything to add?
I like living there because I get to make new friends there as they come. And I like the neighborhood projects because they have family stuff there and you get to enjoy your time instead of doing bad things.
Wow. That's a really good point. Cindy, you are the person at the YMCA that's most strongly associated with the Frank Neighborhood Project. So can you tell me sort of what you know about the origins of the program? And feel free to chime in wherever she might not know. And also just sort of the role that the Y plays.
Well, I don't think anyone can say it as well as Victoria did. But I think the Frank Neighborhood Project, actually it's been in existence for over 20 years in some capacity. Mm-hmm. In the most recent years, in 2008, the YMCA and the Sheriff's Department and Frank School kind of came together to kind of resurface it a little bit and provide some more focused programming. And I think I wanted to state the mission of the program. Mm-hmm. And the mission is to impact the children and families of the Frank neighborhood by providing experiences, activities, and trainings and life skills that will enable them to lead responsible lives as good citizens in our community. And that's kind of a mouthful, but really we're there to lend support where support is needed. And I think that's why the project got started, is different individuals in the community, the school, the other partners, saw a neighborhood that needed support. And that's why we came together now to lend that support.
Okay. So, Pastor Harris, as the director of the Frank Neighborhood Project, you know the most about sort of day-to-day activities. Can you take us through sort of a typical week of programs at Frank Neighborhood Project?
Well, on Mondays, we're kind of subtle. I'm out at the Y. We also have just beginning to start what's called the Family Empowerment Center, which is open for families to come in Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And during that, we allow parents to come in, fill out resumes, and get resources that will help their families. So they can do that on a Monday. On a Tuesday at 6 o'clock, 5:30 preferably, we pick up families in the neighborhood and take them out to the YMCA. And out there, they have opportunities to swim. They have opportunities to recreate, to exercise, play basketball, play this new game, pickleball, which is like almost like tennis, but it's a lot of fun. And then we keep the families out there for a couple of hours. Then we feed them. Then we take them back home, and it's a prepared meal for them. So they're out there from 6 to approximately 8:30. Then we bus them back into the neighborhood. On a Wednesday, we have what's called the Wise Choice Youth and Families Program down at Frank School. We come down there, and we have programming from 5:30 to approximately 8:15. And during that, kids come, parents come, and the parents have an opportunity to recreate with other parents. We're working on some things again with some computers. We're working on some things and getting parents to come down and start filling out what's called home assessment forms, where we have parents come in and we find out what they need in their home. What type of resources do they need to help them to become better parents, to help them become budgeters, to help them find jobs, just resources to help them in all different types of areas. And everything is based around food. Again, we have a big meal on Wednesday, which we have a great base of volunteers that come and prepare the food, serve the food. We got volunteers that man the game table, that watch the gym. We have bathroom monitors, people that come down, and just it's a group of people whose main objective is to serve. And on 5:30, 8 o'clock, then they go home. Thursdays are really jam-packed. We have a program that's called the Feeding Families Program. And that is so huge. We feed anywhere from 15 to 30 families per week. We get food from Gordon's Food, and we serve these families, these needy families. They have to sign up, and they come, and they get food, and it helps them because, just as Heather said, we have a 98% free and reduced lunch. It's a lot of poverty in the neighborhood. But the thing that really impresses me is the way the teachers come together and the way the YMCA, the sheriff department, the school, the way everybody comes together and just begin to help these families. It's such a unique opportunity when you see we've got churches that come down that really, on Saturday, it's called Breakfast and Hoops. We got a church that prepares all the meals on that for those every two Saturdays of the month, and they come down and they have at least anywhere from 10 to 12 volunteers that serve the meals. On one Friday month, we have another big church that prepares dinner. It's called Family Night. And once a month, they put together a big dinner, and they come out and they serve, and they have raffle prizes. They have $80 food cards that they raffle off. The families play bingo for prizes, and it's a great thing that, and every the families enjoy it. So we have something going on from Monday all the way to Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we've always got something going on at Frank School.
Wow, that is a jam-packed schedule. I'm looking at your calendar here. I wish I could show it on the radio. So, Risana and Notoria, which of those activities have you and your family participated in?
Well, I know for our family, we've did the Feeding Families program. Not only have we helped, you know, distribute the food, but unloaded the trucks and, you know, made sure that these families gotten their food. It is a very good program. My son actually goes every single Thursday, whether, you know, our family goes or not, and helps out. My son has taken part in the Tuesday program. He actually gets bused to the Y and goes and plays ball and swim. And then my two girls and my son actually goes to Breakfast and Hoops twice a month, and they really enjoy that program. So we've been to the Wise Choice. We've been to the family night. We've taken advantage of them. I just want my children to see the positive things that can go on in the community, that, you know, they don't have to go out there in the streets and, you know, be negative, that there are positive things around them that they can enjoy. And, you know, especially with family night, just watching those families come together. And, you know, there's people that really need that hot meal, and just sitting down as a family, as opposed to, you know, a sporadic, you know, someone eats here and someone eats there. They can sit down and really enjoy themselves together. So,
Notoria, what's your favorite activity?
Family night, because you get this, all the families get to come together and have a good time. Instead of being in a house and not having the family night they want. But it's good having family night at Frank Elementary School, because we have Pastor Harris, who helps us a lot in the Frank Elementary School family night.
That,
you know,
sounds,
Karen,
great.
I think one that I didn't mention was Boys Night Out and Girls Night Out.
Oh, right.
That's done once a month. And I think that she really enjoy the Girls Night Out. Girls Night Out is when the moms and the daughters get together and they come to the school and they play games and they do girl stuff. I don't come because they want me to wear a dress, and I'm not going to wear it. I'm not, no. So they have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And with the Boys Night Out, we encourage boys and men to come. And it's a great time. Mm-hmm. It really is, because our kids are busy. They're doing positive things. And that's what it's all about, trying to get them involved in activities that's going to help them grow. And in that Boys Night Out, we have a segment called the Circle of Knowledge. And in the Circle of Knowledge, these boys sit in circles, and men, whatever men are there, they get a chance to talk to these boys about their lives, about the mistakes that they made, mm-hmm. and helping them not to make the same mistakes, because that's really what it's all about, because our prisons are full of African-American, Hispanic, and Caucasian young men. And our primary purpose is to close the doors of prison and open the doors of opportunity. Those are the things that we're trying to do with everything that we do, because the main focus is to show young people that they have greatness inside of them, and to show them that anything is possible. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. Along with the teachers and with the Frank Neighborhood Project, the Sheriff Department, the YMCA, these are the things that we try to get our young people to see, that you are somebody and you can be a success.
Wow, that really sounds interesting, the Boys and Girls Nights Out. Mm-hmm. I bet the families really enjoy those too,
yeah,
right? It gives another different kind of twist, mm-hmm. to the bonding experience.
It's something for everyone. It's the Boys Night Out is for the boys and the men. The Breakfast and Hoops are for primarily the kids, because they come there, and the breakfast that Fellowship Baptist Church serve I mean, they have cheesy eggs. I'm drooling just thinking about it because it's they serve a lot of food, and it's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. We've got something for the ladies, something for the men, something for the kids, grandparents, and we're working on a grandparent program, so we've got a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. It sounds like the lights must be on pretty late at Frank a lot of times. So the project is centered around a school. So obviously one of the goals is to support academic achievement. So Heather, as the principal, could you tell us how the Frank Neighborhood Project assists your students in their academic goals?
Absolutely. Part of exponential learning, which was the model that I referred to when we first spoke, which is the model we use at Frank, part of our goal is that student achievement isn't just the immediate learning. It's the character development. It's the engagement of students. It has to do with their high-quality work, and it has to do with models of success is what we call it. And the Frank Neighborhood Project is really an important part of that character development and that engagement. Student attendance, students being fed, students being cared for, the message that Pastor sends to the students and the parents. He's always there to support us when we have a family in need. We can call Pastor and say, well, you know, we're really struggling here. There's a family that needs help. He reaches out to the families in the programming. We see that the families that are there and are there frequently, their kids are in school, their kids are well-behaved in school. And what's been really great is to see the parents spending more time volunteering and being available. Mm-hmm. To watch and greet the families that I see every morning coming to school. Even the fact that I see so many more men coming to school with kids in the morning is huge. So feeling that the doors are open, the parent connection, which is a Friday morning coffee we do every Friday, and the Frank Neighborhood Project sponsors two of those a month, and then our school team sponsors two. And we just sit down with donuts and coffee and just talk to each other, and it's a small, nice group, but it's an opportunity for parents that might work in the evening that they can still come and be a part of their child's school day and be visible. What I also find very exciting is that with the language barrier that we've had, there's quite a few of our Hispanic families, Spanish-speaking families, that have also become very involved in the Frank Neighborhood Project. And we do have an interpreter, and they help cook, they help volunteer, mm-hmm. They support each other with issues that are important to them and to their families. And so they're really feeling that they're a part of the school as much as the rest of us, which is a great improvement for them.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of struck by hearing that it's very much a two-way street, that some people come to the project because they need help, but then they stay and they become volunteers. And it maybe goes back and forth a little bit, depending on circumstances. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Let me just take a break to reintroduce, because we're actually halfway through, if you can believe it. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and we're talking about the Frank Neighborhood Project in Kenosha, a partnership between Frank Elementary School, the Kenosha YMCA, and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Our guests are Heather Connolly, who's the principal at Frank Elementary. Cindy Altergott is the operations administrator at the Kenosha YMCA. Pastor William Harris is the director of the Frank Neighborhood Project. And Rishana Marchese-Mahal and her daughter, Notoria, are here as a family who lives in the Frank Neighborhood and attends Frank Elementary. So, Pastor Harris and Heather Connolly, could you each share with us a story of a student for whom the Frank Neighborhood Project made a significant impact, either at home or at school? Who would like to start?
Ladies first.
Okay.
When you asked this question, there was a family that came to mind right away, and their story hasn't always been easy. The older children were students at Frank, and the family had moved away and then returned a couple years ago. And last year, unfortunately, the students were removed from the home as mom was struggling to get herself on her feet and be able to care for her children. The one place that mom really always felt welcomed and safe was the Frank Neighborhood Project. And so during that time when the family was not together, they would actually have their visits right there at the project, and they would come to family night. It was an opportunity for them to see each other and spend time together in a very safe, warm, and welcoming place. The family has been reunited. And during the recent reunification, the first thing that her daughter said was, I can't wait to get back to family night with you, Mom, and to experience that. And so that Saturday program and that Friday program especially has been really an important part of that, the family coming back together.
Wow, that's quite a story. Mm. Pastor Harris?
Well, I can think of several. I can think of several that are really, really tearjerkers. Heather and I have gone through some situations with kids that lost their parents to either drugs or other situations, and we've had to come along beside them. We've even taken some kids in our home that we've had an opportunity to change their lives. So it has gone from just doing to being an active part in these kids' lives. But that's another story. But one of the kids that really kind of came to mind is a young lady by the name of Deja Peterson. Deja, she couldn't swim, but we have the YMCA offered us opportunities to bring kids out there to teach them how to swim, to get swim lessons so that these kids can learn how to swim. And Deja, she was so excited. And she kept asking, Pastor Harris, can I go? I said, no, you're going to have to go and, you know, go and take the form home to have your parents fill it out. So she got one, and she took it, and she got it filled out, and oh, my goodness, she was like the Energizer Bunny. She was all over the place. So we got her swimming, and she had a little trouble at first, but Deja learned how to swim. She became the best swimmer of the whole class. She started helping the other kids learn how to swim. This is how excited she was. And the swim coach said, you know what? She's about the best swimmer that we've had in the program. She was so excited. She was so enthused. And that's the type of thing that makes me happy about helping young people, because we've had a lot of drownings in Kenosha here, young mm-hmm. people. And to see Deja learn how to swim and to be able to carry herself in the water and know that we taught other people how to swim too has really been huge. So that kind of stands out to me.
Well, that's a nice transition, because I was going to ask Cindy to tell us a little bit more about the Y's role in this and how you partner. Besides offering your facilities on Tuesdays, what other ways does the Y support the program?
Well, I think with working with Pastor Harris and helping with the programming, develop the programming, the Y has been helpful in that way. Of course, the facilities, having a place to reach out to volunteers mm-hmm. and for volunteers to contact through the Y has been another way that we can help. And I think that, we've talked a lot about the programs and the specific activities. Pastor Harris has explained them well. I think it all revolves around trying to strengthen the family. Mm-hmm. And that's something that is central to the Y mission as well as the Frank Neighborhood Project mission. And, you know, it's engaging them in their own family, engaging them in healthy family activities, engaging them in their community, and engaging them in their school. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, as I said, that's something that the Y is central to what the Y mm-hmm. does, and that's important in helping support them to be successful as a family and as a student in school. So
great. So Rishana and Notoria, that's your cue. I wanted to ask you what is a way that the Frank Neighborhood Project has affected you, your life in school or outside of school, in a really positive way?
Notoria, you want to go first? Go ahead.
So what's a really great thing that happened to you because you participate in the project?
The great thing that happened to me was when I got to go to all the programs they had for Frank Neighborhood Project. And it's a great thing that we have that, because some families, they don't have no food because they're on the streets and they need help. And some people, they don't have homes. So I'm at the Frank Neighborhood Project. We're trying to help them so they can get healthy and get a house.
That's really very generous of you. So you help and volunteer as well as enjoy all the fun activities, right? That's very impressive, Natoria. And so, Risana, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what are some things that you can say that have really impacted your family through this project?
There was a time where I had lost my job and we really didn't have much. And I contacted Pastor Harris, not really meeting and knowing who he was, but just knowing of word. And he actually got us involved in the Feeding Families program and was able to help us get back on our feet, give us the resources that we needed for, like, energy assistance, putting food in our house, which, you know, is very important when you put nutrients into your children's bodies so that they're learning. Everyone knows that, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know, your children need to have that in order to start their day, to get their learning process going. And, you know, just with, like, the Breakfast in Hoops and the Wise Choice programs and things like that, has really strengthened my children in knowing that they can get along with anyone, you know, whether they have a difference or not. When they go to school and they see that other children are struggling, they think back to themselves when they had to struggle and, you know, how they can help the next person and get the next person through their day and through their learning. So it has impacted us and brought us together because we sit down and we talk about what goes on, you know, at these family nights. And, you know, my son, like I said, every Tuesday goes out to the Y and he'll come back and he'll share his experience and he'll share, you know, watching the family sit down and eat, you know, and, you know, just bringing things together. Like, that program is so awesome. You don't know until you really attend the things that they're trying to do and getting those families together. And like I said, it's mostly important about you know, helping families in needs, but it's also about the children and making sure that the children stay off the street and that they know that there are resources out there that, you know, will help them, that they don't have to go and do wrongful things, that there are positive and right things out there. So I think that program is very awesome, you know, from Wednesday night through Friday night. And then that Saturday morning when they get up, you know, what are we doing with ourselves? That they can really, you know, go there and be with other kids and see other families and, you know, that family interaction. And I've actually met a lot of people through that Frank School Neighborhood Project. Mm-hmm. So, you know, noticing that I'm not alone out there, and that's what's important.
Right, so that people feel like they're connected and that if they have extra, they can give extra, and if they need something, there'll be people there to support them.
That is very true.
Wow.
But that is, like, the best program that I, you know, like I said, I grew up in that neighborhood, and, you know, when my children just started going there last year, I was like, wow, what is the Frank School Neighborhood Project? Like, you see the bus, you see the programs, and my girls actually attended. They were able to go to the Y and go to, like, the swimming classes and things like that. But I never got into detail, you know. Just last year is when I really started asking questions and getting involved and really partnering with Pastor Harris and, you know, getting my children involved so that when I'm not available to go, they know that there is a place that they can go and feel safe and, you know, be with people that care about them.
She is an incredible spokesperson for your program.
I was just going to say, she just kind of encapsulated exactly what we're trying to do. We try to first connect with them and slowly help engage them so that they want to give back and help as well. And she's a perfect example.
Right. Well, that's really, really wonderful for you to say all of that. So, Pastor Harris, I know that we don't have a representative here from the Sheriff's Department, but I know that they're a co-sponsor of your program. So what is their role?
Well, the Sheriff's Department has come along beside us because in a number of ways. The bus that we have Chef Beth gave it to us.
Wow.
Yeah, so he gave us a 15-passenger bus. They've been they do the mechanics on it. They take care of it. But also they provide so many other opportunities. Chef Beth, he has a big farm out in Brighton, and every year we have a big get-together out there for the Frank Neighborhood Project families and kids. Oh, the wow. kids get a chance to pet the horses, and they have a chance to go on hay rides and go over to the neighbor's farm, and where they got all these little calves, and they just suck the little calves, suck the kids' fingers, and they kids get a chance to do things that they've never done before. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids have never been on a farm. They've never been on a hay ride. And we have a annual picnic that we do down by the lake. Sheriff Beth brings out his jet skis. We have a chance to drive the jet skis and drive the kids around, and he know I love all that stuff. And we do that, and he also allows the kids to go on the sheriff's boat. They've got a water patrol, you know, a Lake Michigan mm-hmm. patrol, and he take the Coast Guards. They take the kids, not the Coast Guard, but the Sheriff Department, take the kids out on Lake Michigan in this big old boat, and the kids don't get a chance to do that. We've got other things that we do. We go ATVing out on the sheriff's farm. I've got go-karts. I used to take the go-karts and the kids out on the sheriff's farm. We go out there, and I take boys out there, and they bale hay. It's character building. So what the sheriff department is doing is allowing opportunities to build character. They're allowing opportunities for kids to interact in areas that they've never done before, and things that they've never seen, experiences. But they also provide structure too. They come down to the school on some of the boys' night outs, on some of the boys to men and focus in groups, and they talk to the boys, they talk to them about choices, and it's very, very important. So the things that the sheriff department does is just so vital to our children, knowing that there's educational peace in life, there's a respect peace in life, there's a character building peace in life, and all of these come together through the YMCA, the Frank School, and the Sheriff Department, and all of our church community, all our partners, everyone play a role to let these kids know that you've got people that care about you. You've got a neighborhood of people that is just waiting to help you, to build you, to infuse you with the encouragement that you need. All you have to do is just be available.
So it's not just the sheriff's department, it's actually the sheriff himself.
Oh, that's the biggest component right there, the wow. sheriff himself and everything that he brings. I mean, you should, I've got pictures. I would love to. We take anywhere from 100, 150 people out there, mm-hmm. and everybody's playing basketball. They're playing some basketball. They're playing some softball. They're going around in the ATV, they're on the trampoline, they're barbecuing. It's just so many things to do on this farm. This place is, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So it sounds like you rely a lot on volunteers. Who are the volunteers? Some of them are the families, mm-hmm. right, that are actually yeah. involved with the project. But mm-hmm. then people come from the churches, it sounds like. Where
yes,
else are they coming
yes.
from?
Well, they come from the churches. They come from homes. We have parents that come down that volunteer. We have people that come down to get food. They volunteer. We have people from other organizations. We have speakers that come on a Wednesday night and talk about the resources that are available in the neighborhood. And they volunteer. So we've got a broad base of volunteers, people that come out of literally nowhere sometimes. And just like I had a guy call me today, a young man that wanted to do some volunteer work. He went out to the Y and filled out. They joined the Y and they saw one of our brochures and they read it. And he called me and said, I really like to volunteer. You know, I've got some mm-hmm. experience that I really like to share. So we get people at random that wants to volunteer because this is all about giving back. This is all about doing something. And all of our lives need to have some meaning, and they need to have something that you can do, that you can give to help someone else.
Well, this is a perfect cue, because we cannot end our show without giving listeners an opportunity to volunteer. So, Cindy, if any of our listeners would like to become involved as a volunteer or to donate, what are the best outlets? Where should they call, or how would they get in touch?
Well, thank you for giving us that opportunity. First off, they can always contact Pastor Harris directly. He'd be happy to take their calls. And that's just at 654-9622, extension 217. And otherwise, all of the Frank Neighborhood Project information, from volunteering to donating, is available on our website, which is www.kenoshaymca.org. And then you just click on Frank Neighborhood Project, and there's a volunteer or give tab there that would have all of the information as well.
That's great. We have just a few minutes left before I have to sign off. Is there anything that you all would like to say just before we go? Just something really brief.
Well, I'd like to say thank you for giving us this opportunity to be on the radio to share this great program with Kenosha.
I think that a lot of people are going to be really happy to have heard about it, I hope. Anything, any last words over there, Notoria?
Thank you for having me on this radio, because I've never been on a radio show before.
You know what? You did a great job. A lot of people that I talked to have never been on the radio before, and you did just as well as anyone that's ever been on this show. So good work. Risana, any last words? I think you sort of said everything that we would have needed to hear before, but maybe you have one last pitch for the program.
I would definitely say to the listeners out there, make sure you go to that website that was given to you. And definitely, you know, we would appreciate the donations, but just getting involved in the Frank Neighborhood Project would be so tremendous. You would see a whole difference in your lives, in your homes, in your community, if you can just get involved.
That's great.
I would just like to say thank you also for having us on here. It's working on the Frank Neighborhood Project has been a privilege for the Y, and working with our partners, the Sheriff's Department and the Frank School, and really just a privilege to get to know all of the residents that live in the area. Mm-hmm. It's a great neighborhood.
So, once again, I'm your host, Karen Sconzert. I just wanted to thank our guests one final time. We were talking today about the Frank Neighborhood Project, a partnership between Frank Elementary School, the Kenosha YMCA, and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. And our guests have been Heather Connolly, the principal at Frank Elementary School, Cindy Altergott, the operations administrator at the YMCA of Kenosha, Pastor William Harris, who's the director of the Frank Neighborhood Project, and Risana and her daughter, Notoria Mayhall. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org.
Support comes from the Racine Symphony, in concert with the Choral Arts Society at UW Parkside's Francis Bedford Concert Hall, Sunday, March 8th at 3 p.m. Also featuring Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915 with coloratura soprano Alicia Bernecki. Visit racinesymphony.org.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio. You're listening to Community Matters, a discussion of important issues facing our communities. The program is co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Troy McDonald, a Gateway marketing student who also serves as a development specialist for WGTD. Now, here's today's host.
Good Saturday morning. This is Jim McClure, and welcome to this edition of Community Matters. Our guest today is Derek Dioria, the executive director of the Walworth County Economic Development Alliance, or WCEDA. Derek, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to speak with you today.
Is there a proper way to pronounce the acronym? Is it WCEDA or anything like that?
Yeah, generally people do say WCEDA. I think that's probably the easiest way to pronounce it.
And you joined the organization just this past July, but certainly no stranger to the Walworth County area.
You're right, I did. I joined, I believe it was July 7th, but been in the county for about 18 years. My wife and I have two children, and we live in Fontana, and